As we reach semifinal Saturday in the 2020 ACC Women's Basketball Tournament, three of the final four remaining teams are nationally ranked. Today it's the first of two here from Greensboro Coliseum as the number four Louisville Cardinals and the top seed in this year's ACC Tournament take on the number four seed and the number 22 ranked Florida State Seminoles. Louisville will be wearing the home white uniforms. They have red numbers and letters. They have a big Cardinal logo in black on the side of the shorts. Florida State decked out in the road garnet unis. They have white letters outlined in gold. Balls in the air, and we are underway with the ACC Tournament Semifinals. Valencia Myers back to the basket. Pitches it on. Ikamu for three. Got it. Nikki Ikamu from the outside, and Florida State has jumped out to a 5-0 lead on the top seed Louisville. Valencia Myers inside. Turnaround jumper. Kaya Gillespie from the free throw line knocks it down. And FSU has leaped out to a 7-0 lead. Evans starts the dribble drive, pitches it over. Kylie Shook for three, and she nails it. Kylie Shook right in front of the Florida State bench. The 6'4 senior, a 35% three-point shooter, gets the Cardinals on the board. It's now 7-3. And back the other way comes Florida State. Nikki Ikamu, full shoulder shake on the dribble. Scoop to the hoop is up and good. Ikamu, with that little delay and acceleration, able to get past the defender. Evans starts the dribble drive. Lob pass inside, deflected away, but into the hands of Dunham. Now underneath the hoop. Out for Shook for three. She nails it. Kylie Shook, back-to-back three-pointers. Jasmine Jones weaves her way, knifing her way through the paint. Lays it up and in with the left hand. Ikamu across the midcourt stripe. Gillespie sets a screen. Ikamu works her way around it. Now over to Woolfolk on the left wing. She'll launch a three and hits. Nausea Woolfolk from the near side, able to knock it down from the perimeter. Evans lobs it to Bianca Dunham at the right elbow. Facing up against River Baldwin, man-to-man defense here from the Knolls. Evans starts the drive, lobs it inside. Bianca Dunham, good movement without the ball as she cuts to the basket, able to bank it up and in. It's now 12-10. Shot clock at 12 now for the Knolls. Ikamu, pull-up jumper, forces it up and gets the friendly roll off the front of the rim, off the glass and in. Woolfolk still with it, down to 10 seconds, 9 seconds. Woolfolk, crossover dribble, now knifes her way into the paint and the C's part. And Nausea Woolfolk able to lay it in with the left hand. Final second, half court heave. Evans off the backboard, no good. And Florida State will carry an 8-point lead into the second quarter in Greensboro. Myers across the lane, pass in and out of the hands of Morgan Jones, and a steal by Louisville. Back the other way, Dana Evans into the front court. Evans at the top of the circle. Yassine Diop, left wing three, got it. That might be the spark the Cardinals need. The redshirt senior from Dakar, Senegal. Now pressure at midcourt. Woolfolk able to spin out of it. Woolfolk has it. Starts the dribble drive. Dishes out. Sammy Puises for three. Nails it. Sammy Puises from the outside. A 39% three-point shooter. Knowles fans on the far sideline up on their feet chanting defense. On the right wing, it's Dana Evans. She'll launch a three to answer. And does. Dana Evans from the outside. The ACC Player of the Year. Able to sink that bucket. Dana Evans on the left wing. She'll launch a long NBA range three and hits. Dana Evans from 24 feet out. And the Cardinals have tied the game at 21. Balogun drives to the free throw line. Now dishes Bianca Dunham. Baseline jumper. Off the back rim, no good. Diop the offensive board. Stick back up and good from the baseline. Yassine Diop. And Louisville has its first lead of the game. 23-21. Nikki Ikamu pitches it in the corner. Woolfolk, wide open three. Got it. Nausea Woolfolk from the outside. Now it's Evans. Lobs it inside. Over the top. Bianca Dunham banks it up and in. Good feed from Dana Evans. Now firing the pass inside. It's Morgan Jones getting ahead and laying it up and in. Now Mikasa Robinson to Yassine Diop. Now Jasmine Jones on the left wing. Jones is struggling in the early going. Dana Evans, wide open three. Got it. Dana Evans, 11 first half points. Now it's Ikamu with it. Ikamu, again being pressured by Diop. Fires a pass into the corner. Morgan Jones spins, turns, banker up and good. Nikki Ikamu surveying the defense. Has it on the left wing. Gillespie sets a screen. Now Ikamu starts the dribble drive. Step back jumper is good. Nikki Ikamu from 15 feet, and the Knolls have the lead once again. Down to the final 3 seconds. Dana Evans with speed races in. Layup up and good. Just before the buzzer. We're at halftime in Greensboro. Florida State and Louisville tied at 30. Ikamu has it at the top of the circle. Shoulder shake, crossover dribble, drives, dishes, fake to the jumper. Now driving baseline. Nausea Woolfolk in traffic. Able to bank it up and in. What a strong move to the goal by Woolfolk. She has 10 points. Back the other way come the Cards. Jasmine Jones accelerates, drives right side of the basket, scoops it up, gets the basket to go, and draws a foul. Jasmine Jones hit the hardwood with a thud, but had just enough to flip it up and in with the right hand. Myers has it outside the free throw line, looks for a pass. Now she'll start to dribble, starts to attack. Wild shot off the backboard, no good. But cleaning it up on the inside is Kaya Gillespie. Backside rebound, Gillespie gets the finish. Wolfel will drift over to the left wing. Surveys the defense, now pitches it to Gillespie. Open three, got it. Kaya Gillespie from the outside, and Florida State with a 39-35 edge. 6:05 to go, third period. And the Noles on a 7-0 run over the last minute and a half. Now it's Weber back to Akamu. Shot clock at 7. Akamu fakes a 3, drives in, stops, dishes inside. River Baldwin gets the basket to go and draws a foul. That brings the Florida State fans to their feet. Jones races into the front court. 3-on-1 for Louisville. Back and forth passing. Mikasa Robinson able to finish with the layup. Good unselfish basketball. Wolfel drives in. Backdoor pass. Laying it up. Hanging on the rim and scoring is Kaya Gillespie. It is Wolfel on the left wing. Drives in. Baseline. Strong to the goal. Banks it up and scores. What acceleration by Nausea Wolfel. She has 12 points to lead the Seminoles. And now Florida State with its largest lead of the game, 46-38. Now Dana Evans on the left wing. Evans to Jones. They weave. Jasmine Jones attacks, drives in. Left-handed layup, rolls around and scores. That ball had two full rotations around the cylinder before finally going through the twine. Into the corner. Courtney Weber fakes, steps back. Now drives baseline, lays it up. Air ball no good. Weber on the offensive chance, can't get it to go. It hit the rim at the last second. Kaya Gillespie inside, able to finally get the stick back. Dana Evans around a screen. Now you see Diop, top of the key three. Got it. Big three for Louisville. They needed that one. And it's now a five-point game, 48-43, as we hit the final 33 seconds of the quarter. Evans, the ACC Player of the Year, inside for Dunham. Bianca Dunham in the middle of the paint. Banker up, floats it home. Jasmine Jones drives baseline, goes up, lays it up, and scores. Jones with 9 points in the game. It's now a one-point contest, 48-47. Now Evans circles back to midcourt. Yassine Diop fakes the three, drives in baseline, in and out of the hands of Dunham. Dunham, fadeaway jumper off the left side of the rim, no good. Offensive rebound, Jasmine Jones, and she gets a stick back. Louisville up 2, 50-48. Combo will jog it up the floor. Now one-on-one, big crossover dribble. Stops at the free throw line, takes a jumper, no good. Tumbles down, Kaya Gillespie, the offensive rebound and the putback. Jasmine Jones drives into the paint, throws it back out. Now it's a turnaround jumper. Yassine Diop, as the shot clock winds down, knocks down the turnaround free throw line jumper. Anthea Combo right in front of head coach Sue Semrau. Crossover dribble. Sammy Puisis launches a three and hits. Sammy Puisis from beyond the arc. Yassine Diop. Bleach blonde hair inside. Kylie Shook. Good scoop pass inside. And a wide open Jasmine Jones lays it in. Back into the front court comes Florida State. 1 minute to go here in this first semifinal matchup. Wolfolk slices into the paint, lays it up and scores. Florida State up 55-54 with 56.2 seconds left. Evans looking. Curls around a screen. To Kylie Shook on the baseline. Spot up jumper is good. And Louisville takes back the lead, 56-55 with 37.7 seconds to go. And a timeout called by Florida State. Spins the ball under a right hand, second foul shot. Florida State leads 57-56. So those are some big clutch free throws from Courtney Weber. Coming off the bench cold. Calmly nailing them both. Robinson sizes up the defense. They run a double screen. Jasmine Jones just inside the three-point line. She hits it. 9.8 seconds to go. It's a one-point game again. 61-6. Nikki is going to head to the line for two shots. She has 13 points on the day. Staring at that rim. First free throw. Gets the friendly roll and in. 62-60. Nikki Akamu's second free throw is off the right side of the rim, no good. Louisville catches it, and an immediate timeout by the Cardinals. Have it on the near sideline in the front court with 6.7 seconds left. Courtney Weber will guard the inbound. Mikasa Robinson will trigger it in. She slaps the orange basketball. Looks, still looks. Lobs it to Dana Evans in the backcourt. Down to 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Dana Evans crosses over, slices into the paint. Banker, no good. Putback, no good. Time expires, and Florida State into the ACC championship game for the second time in program history. What a finish for Florida State. The number 4 seed upsets the top seed Louisville, and they're into the ACC tournament championship game for the first time since 2015. Final score in Greensboro, Florida State 62, Louisville 60. The Seminoles reach the ACC championship.